I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The United States' new law on international religious freedom looks to be a big win for the fight against worldwide religious persecution. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the law establishes a new list alongside countries of particular concern, highlighting entities of particular concern. This answers the rising trend of Islamic extremism as a form of religious persecution.
What do you do in a situation like in Nigeria where the persecutor is Boko Haram? They're not the government, but they are persecuting Christians. They're persecuting religious minorities. What do you do with the Islamic State? It is not a state, but it is a persecutor.
The law is a good step, but pray for continued growth of the gospel. More details are at missionnews.org, and you'll also find advocacy resources like the newly released Open Doors World Watch List 2017. And you may have heard this accusation when it comes to pro-life issues, that Christians are so hung up on the issue of abortion, they don't care about the suffering of anyone else. Tom Lothimer says for Life Matters Worldwide and many compassionate pro-life Christians, that's simply not true. January 15th is Sanctity of Human Life Sunday, and it's about recognizing God's image.
If you go back to the very first book of the Bible, you know, Genesis chapter 1, when God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So he created man in his own image. And so the sanctity of human life actually starts there because we're all made in his image. And God takes that very seriously, of course.
Pray for our nation's leaders to value the sanctity of life, including the elderly, the unborn, and the suffering. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministry and listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.